Alrighty, everybody, welcome to SmackDown Recap. Man, what an awesome day in SmackDown. I'm trying to review all this material that happened live on the show. There has been a lot of information that came through during the show. I was trying to follow up on live tweets, stuff like that. Now I'm able to get to them. I do apologize for the inconvenience. However, right after tonight's live recap, it'll be available on podcast, right on our channel. Podcast on iTunes is Christian Roll News, CWN, EW Live. Might want to check that out. A lot of informative, whatever. It's awesome information on there. I can't even say the word. It's late. It's 10:04 right now. SmackDown just concluded. And the first poll we set up on SmackDown was, are you ready for SmackDown Live? And we used hashtag SmackDown Live and hashtag SmackDown. The question is, are you ready? 100% of y'all enjoyed the show, like myself. Okay, I'm gonna do another treat here right now as we speak, and go from there. Okay, oops, did I do that? We're doing another deal on Twitter as we speak, a live tweet. Let's see what happens, right? Because you never know. And while I'm doing that, how did y'all like SmackDown? It's a lot more different than what we normally see on a normal night. You know what I mean? Let's see it. How did you like the live show tonight? Missing a lot tonight. That's okay. But it's okay. I'm not perfect. And you're not perfect. No one's perfect. Let's see. Just have fun with it. And it's up for one day, and the poll is to start it. Hashtag CW Live. I mean, SD Live. That's SmackDown Live. And it's just started. Now, let's do this recap real fast, because I have some stuff I got to do around the house on my personal life. And I don't like doing that stuff outside or inside the stuff I like to do here. Alrighty. Y'all ready for the recap? Alright, tonight's SmackDown Live was held in Buffalo, New York. I love the new look of SmackDown. Brand new logo, brand new everything, brand new setup, really. The only thing that was different was the stage setup. There was no stage. And that caught my attention pretty quickly, because Raw still has their stage. However, Raw took out their commentary tables, move them out in the audience. That's about it. But however, SmackDown went all out. They kept the commentary tables right there, right beside the ring. There's no stage, but there's a new logo. Okay, Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon opened up the show, and every superstar that was drafted to SmackDown was on the apron. I guess for the main introduction, who is going to be on the show and who didn't make the show. And a big announcement, SmackDown will have their own pay-per-view just around the corner. Alrighty. Dean Ambrose came out. He is the undisputed WWE World Heavyweight Champion. There was a couple of things tonight that caught my attention. there was a Royal Rumble, and the winner of the Royal Rumble will go into the six-man challenge main event that was held later on the night. And that main event was John Cena, Bray Wyatt, Dolph Ziggler, Corbin, AJ Styles, and whoever won the Royal Rumble that fought pretty hard for that sixth spot was Apollo Crews that won that first match of the night. Now, the winner of the challenge will face Dean Ambrose at SummerSlam. Alrighty, and that was a good call on both Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan. However, I think there's some unfinished business with Damon Kane and Daniel Bryan, because there was some kind of a stare down with those two during the start of the program. And if I'm wrong or right, then so be it. It is what it is. Let's go ahead and do a rundown on the live poll right now. I just started on how do you like the live show tonight. 60% said it was okay. 20% said it was awesome. 20% said boo. We're going to keep on this live poll, and there's 11 votes so far. Now, the next match I liked personally that was very noticeable, and I only had one vote on this live thread, was the first Divas match of the night. Okay, Natalya versus Becky Lynch. They continued the rivalry, and I'm very happy that they did, because what happened on SummerSlam wasn't finished. There was a lot more to be accomplished, and this will possibly go all the way up to SummerSlam. But however, I was a little bit confused, and I'm going to tell you why, because a lot more Divas came out to the ring after the Divas match was complete. So there was a live tweet post, and however, the rivalry is still going on. And I had a wild card on this too earlier before the show started on my pre-show, and I was guessing that Natalya and Becky was going to still go at it, which I was right. Okay. My first wild card was who's going to challenge each other on the guy's side. And I was kind of right, but kind of wrong. However, I was right on The Miz and Randy Orton. So they might have a pretty good rivalry on SmackDown in the coming days. Let's go back to the Divas match. It was awesome. I watched all of the Divas match. We were live on our U.S. stream channel during the commercial breaks on SmackDown. But however, it was a good match. I mean, I was barely holding on to my seat. It was one of those matches that you couldn't sit back and drink a cold one. It is one of those matches that you had to go ahead and, you know, cheer them on, because it was worth watching. However, Becky Lynch won by submission, fair and square. Now, here we go. We're going to start out a wild card on this one, and we're going to guess what happens beyond this one, okay? After that Divas match, Bliss came out and talked some crap to Becky Lynch, and Naomi came out talking some crap to Bliss, then Carmella came out talking some kind of crap. I was trying to figure that one out. Eva Marie came out with a brand new entrance, but she came out of the hill. Now, will this turn out to be a fatal six-way or what? It's a good question, but however, will it turn out to be a fatal four-way that leads into SummerSlam? Okay, so you got Natalya, you have Becky, you have Bliss, you had Naomi. You had Camilla, then you had, of course, Eva Marie. That's six people. Will this turn into a six-person fadeaway or what? We don't know what's going to happen. Or will Natalya and Becky keep their rivalry going and those two be out of the picture? So it'll be a fatal four-way. Again, that would be Bliss, Camilla, Eva Marie. Could be a triple threat. We don't know. But however, we still have Naomi, Bliss, Carmella, Eva Maria. Could be a fatal four-way in the works right now if they plan it to be like that, even though these two other ones, Becky Lynch and Natalya, has a heated rivalry. So it'll be two diva matches on the next pay-per-view or leading into SummerSlam. So that's a good wild card to even start talking about, because they did that wild card pretty good. Now on the thread that we did on the live vote, y'all were right, kind of, but y'all were wrong. Y'all voted for Natalya. Okay, who won was Becky Lynch out of a submission hold. And I did a frown on that one. I like how the next one came out after a commercial. Miss TV. I don't know how long it's going to last, because I'm getting tired of watching Miz TV along with the other fans. I mean, it's getting boring in a way, if you know what I'm talking about. Tonight didn't really make sense to start out with. So the Miz came out with this lady. He started interviewing himself, talking to himself like a crazy man. However, I got my wild card right on this one, and I was guessing it throughout the first of the night, The Miz versus Randy Orton. Randy Orton came out and thank you, Randy, for shutting down Miz TV pretty quickly. Randy made it funny to The Miz, and there was a Randy chant, and of course, we all loved it. Randy Orton sent a very important message to Brock Lesnar, and what's funny, I'm kind of laughing at the message, because Brock Lesnar wants to take Randy Orton to Suplex City, okay? And there was a good message, but however, Randy Orton. There's too many Randys in WWE now, so I have to get my facts straight. But Randy Orton sent a message, a very clear message, that he's going to send Brock Lesnar to Viperville. So tonight on SmackDown, Miz versus Randy Orton. Now, remember, Randy Orton's just coming back from a shoulder injury. And he was out of action for 9 months. So that's a lot of time to recoup. We've seen a lot of activity lately on his page. He got a brand new tattoo or two on his body. So we've seen that. And Randy won by pinfall. And that was a clear message to Brock Lesnar. There was a rumor that Brock Lesnar was watching SmackDown tonight. But it is unconfirmed at this time. Alrighty, now I can take a breath on that one. Now, we know about Heath Slater in a way, but no one knew what really happened. Heath Slater's just returning from a injury during a event at a live show. Somebody, a superstar, scratched Heath Slater's eyeball. Which caused eye injury. So you saw a couple bandages on his, I think it was on his right eye. He's back in action, but as a free agent. Raw nor SmackDown wants to take him just yet. He is a free agent, so we don't know what's going to happen. He might go back down to NXT because he plainly sucks. Alrighty. I kind of was laughing about what happened because Shane McMahon came out, because he got tired of all the chants of, Heath Slater. So it kind of went down pretty good. Shane wants Heath Slater to send in his resume, but however, Heath Slater said to Shane that my resume is already on the WWE Network, which is only $9.99 a month. Go look it up. Rhino was behind Heath Slater setting up for the spear. So Shane was kind of warning big time to Heath Slater to turn around. And finally, Heath Slater turned around, and Rhino from NXT speared Heath Slater. Now we're going to switch gears. There again, for those that voted for Randy Orton and the Miz on a live tweet on the poll, 94% of y'all said Randy's going to win, which y'all were right, and 6% voted for poor little Miz. Now off to the main event, ladies and gentlemen. And I had an ear itch on top of everything. The six-man match, and the winner will be the top number one contender to go against Dean Ambrose for the championship at SummerSlam. Now tonight's main event included AJ Styles, Apollo Crews, John Cena, Bray Wyatt, Dolph Ziggler, and Cormann. Okay, 73% of voted for Bray Wyatt, which means he did not win. 18% of y'all voted for John Cena. 0% voted for Cormann. Okay. Everybody else was 0%. But, however, Dolph Ziggler got 9%. It was a good match, and we wasn't ready to see, in a way, on who's going to win this match. But, however, Dolph Ziggler came out with a win, and he'll be facing Dolph Ziggler for the championship at SummerSlam. The poll is still going on, 15 votes, 23 hours left. A recap on that poll. How did the live show do tonight on Live SmackDown? 53% said it was okay. Yeah, it had a few questions on it, and I thought it was running a little bit short on time. But I'm glad that they decided to bring Dean Ambrose out to meet up with his first contender for the pay-per-view. Okay, 20% didn't like it. And 27% said it was awesome. Man, y'all are killing me today, aren't y'all? Beyond that, I kind of like the show. But I'm not too sure how the rivalry's going to turn out to be. Because we just don't know how they're going to set up Dolph Ziggler and Dean's rivalry that leads up in SummerSlam. So, what's going to happen next week on SmackDown Live, we just got to see. Again, thanks for watching the recap, and y'all have a great day. Of course, you can catch it later on my YouTube channel or on podcast. And it's for free. It's not for $9.99 a month. All right, talk to you later, and thanks for watching my recap of Tuesday night SmackDown Live.